Good morning and good afternoon whenever you're listening here. This is Wesley Burnett, Director of Economic Development for Odessa, Texas and the Chamber of Commerce, and you're listening to Opportunity Odessa, the podcast of the Odessa Development Corporation. It's our pleasure today to have Dr. Scott Murie, our Superintendent of Schools for Ector County Independent School District. Been here a year and a half, been all over the country literally, and now he's in Odessa, Texas. We're super excited that he's here, and we're talking about the school district, obviously, and economic development and the business community, and wanted to get your thoughts on a few things that the school district's doing in those areas, but also for the students and for the parents and for the business community in our workforce.
Sure. So we're excited. First, thank you for the opportunity. It's an honor to be here this morning. We just launched during the middle of this pandemic a strategic plan that has a lot of exciting elements in it. Now, the pandemic has caused us to shuffle some of those priorities to make sure that we're paying attention to the needs of kids. But there are a lot of good things happening within the school district that it's important our public knows. You know, starting at the youngest age or grade levels, we've just expanded pre-K from half day to full day. So today, you know, a parent with a four-year-old child has a full day pre-K experience, and that's new for ECISD. Starting in August of 2021, we're going to add three-year-olds. And so those young families with small children now have a three-year-old pre-K experience, a four-year-old pre-K experience before they ever begin to kindergarten. We're excited to do that.
And those are opportunities for young families to stay in the workforce and not have to worry about, child care is a big deal.
That's
honestly
correct.
And I'm not saying the school district is child care, but they're getting a great benefit and at a younger age, so we can continue to be a part of our workforce.
Well, it's interesting because as a young parent, you know, you have opportunities to choose between child care or daycare and pre-K, and they're different. You know, daycare cares for the child to make sure it's safe, but pre-K actually educates the child and ensures that they're safe so that they're ready for to be successful, and in fact, even ahead potentially of their peers as they enter kindergarten. So it's a great opportunity for parents for sure. Technology, we've learned a lot during this pandemic. We learned that 39% of our students currently either have little or no internet access in their home. And so we've really launched some efforts to make sure that opportunity exists for our families. And I know partnering with, we've started what we call the Connector Task Force, a group of citywide thinkers that are helping us look at this system beyond just education. Their healthcare opportunities, business opportunities, if families have broadband in their home. So we're working with, we launched an exciting opportunity with SpaceX, as you know, thinking differently about how do we bring broadband to places in our county that don't necessarily have the infrastructure to support it. So we'll beam it in from the sky through Starlink satellite technology. Devices for kids. We now provide a brand new device for every child in ECISD. So over the last 6 months, we've purchased 37,000 iPads and Chromebooks. So today, every single child in our district has a brand new computing device that they're able to use at school and at home. Excited about that opportunity. The arts, one of the things I heard when I came here is about this incredible arts program that our kids have, and I was like, oh yeah, everybody talks about the arts, but wow, our kids have amazing experiences, elementary school, middle school, high school. You know, some unusual things, even the harp, we have kids that learn to play the harp in middle school and continue that in high school. You know, these marching bands that show up on a Friday night to complement the football team. You know, we have 350 students a part of a marching band at one high school. Just pretty incredible art opportunities for our students. An IB program, International Baccalaureate, so a high-end, high academic, academically focused area that exists. So parents, you know, whose children are at the high school level looking for that ultimate academic challenge, have that opportunity in ECISD. And then expansion, as we've got a Montessori program. We're going to hear some exciting things about that in the coming weeks, so I ask people to pay attention. That IB program, you're going to hear some words about that in the coming weeks as well. And so we recognize that there are some good things happening in our system, but we want to ensure that great things are happening everywhere, and a lot of growth happening and new things coming. So encourage our public to pay attention.
Awesome. And that, you know, there's so many good things that we forget about, and all of what you just said are those things. And sometimes our kids get out of school and we don't even think about those things, but it's the opportunities for those folks looking at our community to move here, businesses looking at what their employees are going to do and if their education is going to be continued or progressed and all those kinds of things. So those are wonderful things. I always like to kind of toot our horn when we get into some national publications. We're in the New York Times
this last weekend. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Interview you with and a podcast tied to that and a four-part story, I think, or something like that. So a lot of attention being brought on to Odessa, but Ector County Independent School District, so that was a great piece. And talk a little bit about that experience, if you will.
Sure, yeah. So we actually had members of the New York Times staff embedded with us for the last 6 months, and so they followed our journey. You know, Ector County was one of those few school districts across the country that opened our doors in August for children. In fact, today in Texas, 48% of students across the state of Texas still haven't been in school since 1 year ago. It's been 1 year since they've been in school, and they continue to have a virtual experience. But we opened. We started with 4,200 students and then phased in kids over time. The New York Times found that interesting, and so they've really followed our journey. And the good and the not so good. You know, we've learned a lot during this time. Mm-hmm. And so this is really an honest view of how one school in the United States opened school and did so effectively. It also reminds us about the journey of some of our kids. You know, one of the girls that they're interviewing, she's working and going to school at the same time, literally working at the same time she's in school. And we recognize how devastating the pandemic has been to some of our families. You know, and economically, you know, we've lost jobs in our own community. I remember at one week we had the lowest unemployment rate in Texas. Literally a month later, it's the highest unemployment rate. And so the pandemic, you know, was one crisis. But in addition to that, it was an oil crisis that hit us. We see the horizon and we know we're coming out of that, but it really affected our kids as well. And this story in the New York Times, you know, kind of documents our journey over the last 6 months.
And I think it's interesting, and we forget sometimes the impact on the teachers and all of that. And I know there's a part of that was the teacher and the students, but decisions have to be made, and it impacts so many lives, and y'all have just done an outstanding job, literally an example to the country of how to do it right. I mean, yeah, we're all going to learn these things. There's going to be a little road bump, speed bump here and there, places that we go, oh, maybe we should have done this a little differently. But in the big picture, Ector County Independent School District, with your leadership and the school board, has done an outstanding job of staying healthy and staying open and hopefully getting these kids to be able to stay on track, because that's the big issue here in the workforce and everything, is these lost years, literally, of education when they don't get to be interacting and face-to-face learning.
And they can't be. You know, we recognize that we have kids that have lost a lot over the last several months and even really year. You know, it's been 1 year since this started. And that's just not right. We have to do everything within our power to make sure that our kids are just as competitive, if not more so, than any other child in the United States. You know, we want our kids to be globally competitive, so not just competitive locally. And if they're going to be competitive, then we have to do a much better job of ensuring that that they overcome this pandemic and come out the other side a better student and a better product for the business world.
And that's what we're all wanting to do, is develop our leaders for the future to carry us through into the next great things for Odessa and our country. You're doing a great job. It's been our a great pleasure to have you here today to talk about the school districts, talk about our students, the future, right? That is
our vision.
Vision statement for Ector County Independent School District. And I think it's very evident. I think when you hear Dr. Murray speak here, and if you get a chance to meet him and go to a school board meeting, and there's a lot going on. You got a great team, a great team of eight, as we sometimes say in the school board business. You got seven members on there and a superintendent that's all heading in the same direction, all doing what's best for the students and for the community. And the business community really appreciates that. The economic development efforts here really appreciate your work, and so honored and excited that you're in Odessa.
Thank you. Well, and I'll lift up our trustees. You know, we have seven of them, and they truly care deeply about the 34,000 kids that we serve. And they recognize, you know, through their vision, how important the work that we do every day is. And the 4,200 employees, you know, while it's been hard on our families, you know, our teachers and administrators and support staff members, they balance both, you know, the education of our children coupled with their own children, and making sure that they're making healthy decisions for their family, but also at the same time recognizing that their job, you know, they're preparing the future, and we can't slack off on getting ready for the tomorrow. So,
well said, and thank you so much for being here. Dr. Scott Murie, Superintendent of Schools for Ector County Independent School District, has been our guest today. I hope you'll follow us on Twitter and Facebook, Odessa Develop, and go to our website, odessatex.com. Go to the school district. Follow Ector County Independent School District. We're all on the social media. This is part of it, but hope you'd enjoy this podcast and all of our podcasts on our website. And thank you so much for listening today. And I thank you again, Dr. Murie, for being here.
I appreciate this opportunity. Thanks, Wes.